This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Ah, digital terms and conditions, the things we agree to with a click of a box and a tiny prayer that they never come back to bite us in the you-know-what. Well, when it happens on a grand scale, it can get pretty ugly. This week, independent artists and record labels are having a staring contest with Google over new terms and conditions for posting music on YouTube. And the artists here are names you'd recognize: Adele, Jack White. To get the lay of the land, let's go to our friend and New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood. Molly, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Ben. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Terms and conditions, when they go so wrong.
So unbelievably, yes. This is a story of big companies behaving badly. It's an old story.
What is happening here?
So YouTube wants to start a subscription music service. But what they're doing is telling independent labels that if they do not agree to license their music for this streaming music service, that they will be blocked from posting their videos on YouTube.
It's really weird when you think about this timeline. You know, this platform gets created, it's really easy to use, it gets insanely popular, so popular that some of these sort of professional content creators are forced, encouraged to take part in this platform, and then it's like the bait and switch.
I think that there's been an unwillingness to criticize big tech companies for a long time. That Google was the good guy underdog, that Netflix was the good guy underdog, that Amazon was the one who was just like making life easier and good for everybody. But these are publicly traded companies who depend on growth. And unfortunately, content producers very often get caught in the crossfire and have been caught in the crossfire for years as they try to figure out their own digital distribution strategies.
Mm-hmm.
For years, these content producers were maybe bullied by movie studios or TV studios or record labels. And they thought that they had found a safe haven in some of these digital upstarts. And the fact is that the behavior is looking now to be the same.
Molly Wood, technology columnist for the New York Times, thank you very much as always.
My pleasure.